Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shelley Wilson Show. I am an intuitive medium, a Reiki master, and a spiritual teacher. My mission is to assist others on their own journey into consciousness and encourage them to live an authentic life through awareness and empowerment. Coming from a place of respect, truth, integrity, and love, I honor your free will and recognize that you are creating your reality with the universe. My intention is to bring understanding, help you to heal from the past, realize your full potential. I invite you to begin your life in a new way and tap into your inner power as you explore who you really are. Refrain from simply existing and elect to live your life fully without regret. It is time to let go of the past. Live in the present and look to the future, for it is this attitude that will transform you. Today's special guests are Glenn Scarpelli and Jerry Gilden. Glenn has been in the entertainment business for over 30 years. Starting his career as a child actor, he is best known for his role as Alex on the long-running CBS classic sitcom One Day at a Time, along with Valerie Bertinelli, Bonnie Franklin, Mackenzie Phillips, and Pat Harrington. Glenn is a native New Yorker and got his first break on Broadway at the age of 8 in Golda, starring Anne Bancroft. Glenn played Golda Meir's son. The show was directed by the late, great Arthur Penn. His next stint on Broadway was at the age of 12 in Richard III, starring Al Pacino. Glenn's favorite film critic was playing Audrey Hepburn's son in the Peter Bogdanovich film They All Laughed, which also starred John Ritter. Other favorite acting experiences for Glenn include guest starring on the 1980s Steven Spielberg anthology series, Amazing Stories, in which his episode is directed by Martin Scorsese. He was also excited to tour on stage in Brighton Beach Memoirs, guest star on 3 Love Boat episodes, and co-host an NBC daytime series titled Fantasy, along Leslie Uggams and Peter Marshall. For the past few decades, Glenn has been a resident of Sedona, Arizona, and is the founder and owner of Channel 18, Sedona Now TV. He's been nominated for 4 Rocky Mountain Emmys for his directorial work on Sedona Now. The station has been on the air for over a decade. In 2012, Glenn was honored with a TV Land Award along with the iconic cast of One Day at a Time. During his speech, he took the opportunity to call his friend Mackenzie Phillips an inspiration for being a survivor. Glenn's latest project is to produce a soulful 4-day celebration known as Sedona World Wisdom Days. As co-founder of the event, he has assisted in gathering best-selling authors, Hollywood celebrities, workshop facilitators, and conscious filmmakers to join forces in Sedona, Arizona, and celebrate the wisdom in each one of us. Jerry Gilden is a former television producer, writer, and executive who began his career at CBS and retired president of the Welk Entertainment Group for Lawrence Welk. In Jerry's early years, he partnered with Wink Martindale to form Martindale Gilden Productions to create, produce, and write reality and game shows for television. A lucrative producer for the past 37 years, Jerry is utilizing his production skills to create a successful Sedona World Wisdom Days. The website is SedonaWorldWisdomDays.com, and you can find them on Facebook. The URL is facebook.com/ Sedona World Wisdom. And I am so delighted to welcome Glenn and Jerry to the show today. Welcome.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you for such a beautiful introduction.
That was wonderful, Shelley. We are so happy to be here with you guys.
Well, I am so delighted to have you both. I know we're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to have a lot to talk about. And so, you know, first of all, this Sedona World Wisdom Days, this will be the second year. This year was the first year, 2014, that you put it on, and no doubt lots of love and time and energy has been invested in it, as well as learning, so I know that the next one will be even more amazing.
Yeah, well, we're excited. You know, Sedona World Wisdom Days was a thought that turned into manifestation. You know, it's very exciting to see when thoughts become things. And this was incredibly inspired by the two of us really looking at our lives and saying, okay, we both have been blessed with so many wonderful lessons and a deeper relationship with that which is. How do we express that? How do we give back? How do we put our lives in service? And really, that was where the initial inspiration came for putting on this wonderful event here in such a sacred place as Sedona, Arizona, which is also where we live, and to gather everybody that's part of our community and to welcome those that come in from all over the world to celebrate our inner wisdom.
I think that's beautiful.
When we put together this event, we really wanted to create an alchemy of some of the ancient wisdom of the land of Sedona. So for many years, the Native Americans referred to the Red Rocks that we now call Sedona as sacred land. And all the tribes gathered in the sacred land, be it the Havasupais, the Wallapais, and they took their yearly pilgrimage to this area with the intent to deepen their inner wisdom through sacred ceremony. And in their native language, this was referred to as Tiigava, which is spelled T-I-I-G-A-V-A, and it means to gather. So now we're inviting all our participants and our speakers and our workshop facilitators to reinvent this ancient wisdom and this yearly tradition and take a vacation with a purpose to gather and reunite with our soul tribe in beautiful Sedona, Arizona.
I love it. And the whole time you're saying that, I'm just getting chills because Spirit gives me chills when it's truth, when it's beautiful. And just to mention the dates, we'll talk about it more, but it is January the 16th through the 19th, 2015. So that's the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. So that's a great time to, as you said, gather, come together, be with our soul tribe. And, you know, the first thing that I was picking up on, Glenn, is talking about manifestation, and it was literally 30 minutes ago I had a conversation with a friend talking about manifestation, our thoughts, our energy, and how quickly, with intent, that these manifestations do happen.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting, you know, when we look at our lives and we look at what we create within our lives, the intention behind something, of course, is so important, but it's also the energy and the passion behind it. And that sometimes will accelerate a manifestation. And we've felt so blessed at Sedona World Wisdom Days because, like, we are on only year two, but, you know, there's such a momentum behind it when, even in our first year, we just look back at there was one moment when Jean Houston was doing her presentation on the main stage at the Sedona Performing Arts Center. And I sat in the last row and just saw this entire theater filled with folks, all in one motion, all joining in with Gene. There was such a wonderful energy. It felt like the festival had been going on for 10 years. There was just such a wonderful collaboration of energies at that moment. And I just sat back in such gratitude, looking back going, oh, my gosh, this actually happened.
Like, yes, we thought, and it was your dream.
18 months ago, we were like, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could bring these people, Tiigava, together, and it happened. So, I say that with a little surprise in my voice because, you know, when something happens beautifully and on target, it's a very special place and a very special feeling. So we live in this with deep gratitude to Spirit and to all of the different energies that come together to make the festival happen.
When we do a festival like this, the secret sauce, the secret ingredient, really is the collective of all the energy of the participants.
Yeah.
And it really becomes an energetic dialogue between, you know, the presenter on stage and the folks who are the collective energy in the audience. And our goal is to create a safe, inspired, transformational environment that people can grow, learn, and expand. And if we do our job right, we'll make that magic happen. And when that magic happens, it's a palpable energy. It's something that can be measured and can be felt. And that was really the litmus test by which we decided to do the event the second year. We felt that if we could really create that intentional feeling, then we've done our job well and it's worth doing again.
I agree. And you know, the first thing I want to take note of is I had the honor of having Gene as a guest on my show. And so I will post the archives for that as well. But Gene is a wonderful, empowering individual. And, you know, the other thing that I'm picking up on, too, is how important it is to have a safe environment. Because when transformation is happening, many times there's a lot of emotions associated with that. And if people especially travel alone, or even if they travel with a companion, sometimes, you know, a lot of things come to the surface, things that they need to address, feel, honor the emotions and everything like that. So the terminology that you're using, having a safe environment, I recognize that that is essential for that healing to happen. So it is very important. And the other thing I just want to take note of, too, is, you know, Sonia Choquette, a wonderful spiritual teacher, she says that any time that we come together consciously, we have a divine appointment. So all of the presenters, even you as facilitators, everyone agreeing to come to this space to enjoy this time together, they made that conscious choice, and so it is a divine appointment.
I agree with you, and I also believe in the notion that intention gives thought direction. It's somewhat like a rudder on our ship. And when we guide it in the right direction, steer it in the right direction, we can really move through all the hurdles and difficulties and challenges and lead people to a purpose-filled destination.
I totally agree with you, Jerry, absolutely. And what I would like to hear is you're guided to share anything about your own journeys that have led you to this, because even for myself, my awakening didn't occur until a few years ago. So even though I knew things growing up, it didn't officially happen until 2008. So as you're guided to share anything about your own awakening, about your own journey into consciousness.
Well, Shelley, you know, it's interesting because talking to you and also knowing your beautiful gifts as a medium, I have a guardian angel on the other side who was, I call him my first husband, although, you know, back in those days, he's been gone out of his body for 22 years. So back in those days, the idea of husbands for gay people was but a dream back then.
Right.
But his name was Gary Scalzo, and we were together for 8 years. I met him when I was about 18 or going on 19 years old. He died when I was in my mid-20s. He was in his mid-30s in 1992. And that process of his illness and then his passing was really the beginning of my relationship with my highest self. There were no other places to go except to go to the Most High Love, to get any kind of answers, to get any kind of clarity, to get any kind of direction as to why, what, all those things. Nothing else on the planet was giving me any sort of answers except to look within and to create a relationship with my Creator. And from then, my relationship, of course, has deepened. I'm 48 years old now. There have been many, many times of getting back on the path and looking at it deeper and expanding and, you know, definitely growing within myself. But that whole experience was when Spirit first revealed herself to me. And that was when I realized, okay, life is not about what I thought it was about. I am not even what I think I am. And that is where, you know, I had to step out of what I thought I was and realize that there's a bigger picture, and it's filled with a different perspective. And my life changed. You know, my life totally changed. And I thank every day I talk to him, and I thank him for sharing his death with me. Because I wouldn't be the person I am today without having that experience. And I also wouldn't be doing Sedona World Wisdom Days. I don't think I've been chosen, if you will, or have been granted the ability to see with clarity the kind of event that we're actually putting together. So my path started, you know, over two decades ago, and it's deepened and grown, but that experience was the catalyst for my inner journey.
Beautiful. And the whole time you're saying that, I'm feeling emotional, but I'm feeling joy is what I have to acknowledge. And with that being said, Glenn, you know, I feel like, you know, you have come so far that I want to acknowledge that, you know, it is all about ascension, enlightenment, shifting, growing, evolving, being able to see things from that higher soul perspective that you are, because so many individuals still function on their five senses with just seeing things on a human level, and they would have so much anger and frustration for the passing of their loved one without being able to see the benefits, the catalyst, the growth that they've enabled you to have.
Yeah, I'm very, I look back and at that time, and I am extremely grateful for it. One of the things it's really done for me too, Shelley, is we live in this realm is a realm of relativity, right? This mm-hmm. compared to that, this is better than that, so on and so forth, which is, you know, somewhat
it's
of an
human.
Illusion.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's human. It's the world we live in. It's the paradigm we live in here on this planet as where we stand in our evolution. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for is as things occur in my life, I literally sit back and say out loud, as hard as this may be, nothing was as difficult as the day that Gary died.
Right.
And I have that to compare everything to. And what it does is it puts perspective on really not sweating the small stuff. And when I really look at things, pretty much everything is the small stuff.
Yes, it is. In the big scheme of things, it is.
In the big scheme of things, it is. So even though I might get into my head and go, oh, I'm having a stressful day, I have too much on my to-do list, and I didn't answer these emails, and, you know, whatever that might feel like, I literally will breathe and step back and say, really, Glenn? Really? This is what you're complaining about? Let's remember 1992, shall we? And
shall we go back?
And so, yeah, and it does, it puts perspective and in such a beautiful, healing way. And I do share with you, I know your talents as a medium are so in tuned and alert, and I do give you permission to give me any kind of messages that might come through as we're having
okay.
this conversation.
Well, I have to say, Glenn, that you're the first person that's ever actually given me permission to do that on air, so I absolutely will do that.
Okay, sister, I'm just saying, you got permission. If it comes through, flow, baby, flow, baby.
Flow, okay. Turn on the nozzles. I can do that. Perfect.
Jerry,
no pressure. Jerry, anything that you would like to share about your journey?
Well, yes. About 22 years ago, I was working for a large production company and producing a show that was on in 260 stations around the country, and at that time I was given a diagnosis that I was going to be dead within a calendar year.
Wow.
And at that point I left a job that I had I have an incredible job, and I left it and I moved to Sedona and began my transformational journey. And throughout the journey, each thing that I did for my personal growth and awareness seemed to have a direct correlation to my health and longevity in my physical body. And as such, here I am, alive and healthy and well, all these years later. And it was a spirit-driven vision quest to change what I was doing and to take my skills and apply them to a more purposeful mission. So Glenn and I kind of laugh from time to time that we are two former Hollywood guys who have moved to the spiritual capital of the United States, if not the world, to brand a new form of entertainment, meaning INNERTAINMENT, M-E-N-T, going within to explore and expand and grow. And for Glenn and I collectively, the path to do this has been an extraordinary journey. And we, in the ticketing of the program, we called it the Wisdom Passport, but we really did that to invite all the participants who travel from around the world to join us, on our journey. So we go out and we meet with all the speakers. We don't put anyone up on stage that we haven't personally had an interaction with and really understood where they were in their life and where they were, much like you're asking Glenn and I in this particular case. We ask our participants, where were you in your life's journey that things got a little, the matrix got a little funky, or there was a hurdle in the road, or some sort of challenge that you had to overcome in order to really figure out how to blaze your own path, how you can be the standout instead of the blend in. And that's really what we give our audience and our speakers permission to share, those stories of inspiration and transformational stories, whereby by standing out, we blaze our own path and we create a mission statement in our own lives. And we find purpose and direction and heartfelt connection to that which we do. So it is the entire event is a deep vision quest for Glenn and myself. And it involves an enormous amount of traveling and insight and reading and understanding. And we are meeting with the forward thinkers and visionaries of our time and bringing them to the masses. And it is a mission that is filled with joy and excitement and exuberance. And I think, I'm now speaking for Glenn, who's looking across the table for me, I don't think there's anything that we would rather be doing in our lives at this moment.
I agree.
Well, you know, when it feels good, do it, you know, and that's my philosophy. And if we just follow that and follow our intuition and go for it, you know, I have to say, Jerry, that I love everything that you talked about as far as, you know, having the conversations with the speakers and encouraging them then to share the story, asking the questions, because talking about authenticity, when people are able to be who they are, when they're able to share their stories, those moments such as you both have shared just now, those pivotal moments in your life that were life-changing, that were the catalyst, you know, everybody has those moments, but sometimes they may be that mountain or they may be that proverbial molehill. It's just a matter of perception and how we choose to view them.
That is so true. You know, I'm a big fan of Bob Marley and reggae music, but Bob Marley once wrote, every man thinks that his burden is the heaviest. Every man thinks that his burden is the heaviest. Who feels it knows it all. So, you know, you think about that, and no matter what we've all experienced, we only know our hardest days, our
darkest
days.
You're so right.
You know, and that's all relative. It really, truly is relative. And through that, I mean, the lesson is truly, through all dark, there's light. There's no such thing really as dark. It really does turn into light when the light is being seeked. And seek and you shall find. And I think that's what brings our tribe together right now. I believe we've made a soul agreement to come to this planet right here, right now, to help our species, help the human race literally evolve into our next phase. And Shelley, you are part of that. I am part of that. Jerry is a part of that.
Yes.
Everyone listening to us right now is a part of that. And I think that's a very, very exciting time. And it's a time in which we need to remind ourselves when things get difficult that we made this agreement to do that, that this is the part of us that desires to be here for this exciting time, that we know our roles, and we're here to remember what we came here to do, not to create. You know, sometimes I think we come here and we're like, oh, I'm going to discover it. I like to call it remembering it.
Yeah.
I know deep in our soul being, deep in our deep in our the seed of our soul, we have the answers already. It's about taking away that veil of, you know, forgetfulness and remembering. And I think it's just so important, and it's so exciting, and that's why we're doing this event, is we are pulling together our tribe, our soul tribe, and that's exciting. And you know, when we did the event last year, Shelley, there were so many, I mean, Jerry and I, of course, were so busy because there's always like, oh, you know, we got to get the food in the backstage and make sure everybody's picked up. So there's all, you know, that kind of producer, you know, responsibilities.
Yeah, your duty. And then, uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, we're working, you know. It's not easy. So it wasn't until after the festival. Jerry and I took about 21 full days of saying, if we do this again. And we did that energetically because we needed to have the freedom to really put a period at the end of that sentence to start the new year fresh. And we took 21 full days, and we actually took a little of that time and snuck away to the Pacific Ocean and kind of did a lot of processing and meditation, so to speak, and to look at what did the event do. And one of the things we realized, and this is why we chose to do it again and certainly do it every year, was the way in which it touched people beyond what the speaker said on stage, beyond how we produced the event, beyond it all. We've got messages and emails and Facebook posts about the way in which people met at the event, the friendships and the heart connections that were made by total strangers that are now close friends. Like, there's a group in Atlanta that gets together every week or so, and they call themselves the Wisdom Gang. And they didn't even know each other. I know, they didn't even know each other before our event, and now they get together. There's a group in Los Angeles that does the same thing. And, you know, that's where we were touched. That's where we can't do that. That's where spirit is using this vehicle that we've, this platform that we've helped produce as a much bigger purpose. This is people that need to meet. There was one woman who had a death in her family during World Wisdom Day, and she happened to be standing next to one of our facilitators, Marge Britt from the Unity Church down in Tut. And Marge was the perfect person to be standing next to her when she got that news. And Marge said things so called by spirit that it helped this woman get through it. I don't think it wouldn't have been the same experience had she had not been at World Wisdom and that whole thing hadn't been aligned. And
right.
That's our juice, you know, that's our juice. That's when we go, yay, because this isn't about this event we're producing. This is such a bigger purpose. And that's why we call, you know, one of our lines right now is vacation with a purpose. Because Sedona is such a wonderful vacation spot, but it's so much more than that. We have an energy here that is sacred and that is an activator. And it activates parts of ourselves that may be still asleep. And when a part that's asleep gets awakened and we remember, there's nothing more fulfilling than that, you know? So this is an opportunity for folks to get together to feel that kind of fulfillment and to find like minds and like hearts. And for me, that's the reason we do it.
Well, I have to say, the whole time you've been talking, I looked at my calendar to see if I have that weekend opened, because I kept feeling every aspect of me is like, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, what I term that, when we come together, when we meet people, that's making conscious connections. So whether we're fully conscious of it at the time, trusting in spirit that we're coming together for a reason, that, you know, these individuals, and sometimes it's just for that moment. Sometimes we just need to be in each other's presence. in that energy. And at the same time, too, there may be something that trickles down the road, as with those individuals creating those groups in Atlanta and in California and such. But the thing is it's, if we just be in that flow of allowance to let the miracles happen, they do. They absolutely do. And then we're there to witness them, to observe them, and to express our gratitude for them.
Well, this festival is really built upon the spirit of yes. And Glenn often says that we're in it for the marathon, not the sprint. But our motto, no matter what we do or how things are approached, our goal is for us to say yes and whoever it is that we're speaking with to also say yes. So it really is a testament to the power of yes. And we rarely, if ever, I don't even recall an instance where we got a no from anyone. And it's almost scary.
Yeah.
Shelly, may we share with you a little bit about some of the wonderful experiences, events, and speakers that we have coming up this
Absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let me start by also saying last year we were so blessed, as you mentioned, we talked about Gene Houston. We had Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote The Four Agreements. We had my wonderful friend, Mackenzie Phillips, who is just an inspiration to me and to so many, who came and discussed overcoming her past to live a vibrant presence. We had Jerry Jampolsky and Diane Cerencioni, who have, you know, just been an amazing icons in this industry. And the list goes on and on. So this year, we decided that we really wanted to create that vibe plus a whole lot more by adding a whole musical element and musical elements to our weekend. So about 18 months ago, we started the dialogue with one of my favorite Grammy-winning performers of all time. And basically, she doesn't normally do festivals such as ours and our size venue and so on and so forth. But, you know, we've nurtured the relationship between her and her manager, and we were able to get together. And we are very happy to announce that our four-day event culminates with a two-hour live song-versation performance with India Arie.
Oh, beautiful.
I know, we're so excited.
Yes,
and, you know,
her song I Am Light is one of my favorite. I play that any time that I speak as part of the healing session.
Oh, do you really, Shelly?
Yes.
I love that. I love that song. Her first song, Video, of which, you know, she did sing it on the Oprah Show back in the day. I think it was like around 2002 was her first platinum-selling record. Which was called Acoustic Soul. The song Video was really quite a anthem for women and for women who stand behind their authenticity. This is who I am. You know, she says, I'm India Arie. That's who I am. And making no excuses for herself, living the life she chooses to live for herself in her path. And, you know, that was my first, you know, initial connection, I would say, with India's music, and it's only gotten better and better. But yeah, I love her song. She's actually doing this, what we're calling the Songversation, which is the name of also her new album, of which is going to be part speaking, part lecture, part singing, and telling her story through her song. It's going to be a two-hour Songversation, and it's going to be an acoustic set. We're going to have a percussionist and two backup singers and her guitarist in India. And I'm so looking forward to that event. You know, talking about manifesting, we really tried to bring India in last year, and it just wasn't the right time. And like I said, this has been an 18-month journey to India.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. An 18-month journey to India. I love that. We just came up with that, writing that down. But I'm very excited. So India has been amazing. So her manager, who we love, Anasa Troutman is her name. She's filled with light and love, and she's smart and funny, and you would love her. She called us, I would say, maybe 6 weeks ago or so, and said, okay, India wants to talk and meet for dinner. And we said, okay, great. Now, where is Stone, Arizona? NASA is in Los Angeles, and India normally lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And we said, okay, but where are we doing this? And she said, tomorrow night in Seattle.
Wow. And you said, okay.
So we're like, okay. So we flew up for dinner and then left. It was
a five-hour dinner.
Yeah, for a five-hour dinner, of which, you know, everything is about energy. And yeah. When Jerry was reflecting before about us connecting with all our talent, if you will, that's coming to the event this year, we really have sat with everybody. We've had moments. We've done dinners and lunches and socializing and traveled and conversations, you know, deep conversations, because everything's about energy. And
yes,
our gathering of Sedona World Wisdom Days is about bringing, again, to reflect on the soul tribe. And that soul tribe is recognized through the energy of each of us. And that's why we've actually gone out. Like, no one has been, like, you know, booked over the phone. Let's put it that way. We've literally traveled places and connected and got to know each other. And that's so important to us. So IndiRE, we are so excited. IndiRE is going to be doing her two-hour soulful songversation. We also have, who we're very excited about, is visionary icon Barbara Marks Hubbard. And I can't read that. Barbara Marks Hubbard is, you know, she's been called the voice of conscious evolution of our time by Deepak. She's been the subject of Neil Donald Walsh's book, The Mother of Invention. You know, a prolific author of 7 books. She's the founder of the Foundation for Conscious Evolution, and its purpose is to accelerate our conscious evolution. And this woman is so wonderful. We sat with her in her home in Santa Barbara and really connected with her. She was going through something that day, and I'll share a quick little story with you, actually. It's very interesting. She spoke in front of 65,000 Catholic nuns, and she had gotten a manifesto from the Vatican the day we actually showed up, literally about an hour before we got to our house, disagreeing with some of her, let's say, beliefs in regarding conscious evolution, because she referred to Christ as our potential self. And I guess the church didn't like that too much, meaning, you know, not to compare ourselves to Christ. And basically, she looked and she goes, I think I pissed off the Vatican. And Jerry and I hugged her and said, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a great story, Glenn. I have to say, great story. And you were right there.
We were right there. And then she goes, I'm wondering why the Sedona boys walked in right as I got this manifesto. I said, because we're here to congratulate you.
Meet you.
So I thought that was wonderful. So Barbara Marks-Hubbard, yes, we are so thrilled to have. And then we are doing an evening with Ricky Byers-Beckwith. Of course, you know Ricky Byers-Beckwith as a singer-songwriter. She is one of the founders of the Agape Spiritual Center, of course, in Los Angeles. Her husband is Michael Beckwith, who, of course, everyone knows as a wonderful author and amazing reverend, and also from The Secret, if we all remember him from The Secret. But Ricky, we met with a couple of weeks ago. We actually went to the Agape Church, and we all prayed together. And she came on board and said yes. Again, energetically, this is why we are out there doing this kind of work. We're out there touching. We're touching each other. We held hands. We prayed together. And it just felt right to be together. So we are so thrilled. Ricky Byers-Beckwith, we will have an evening with Ricky Byers-Beckwith within the festival. Another phenomenal friend and inspiration to so many, and we're so excited that he will be joining us, is 4-time Olympic champion Greg Louganis. And Greg is, you know, such an amazing man. We all remember him, of course, from the Olympics. He won his first medals, I think, when he was like 16 years old. But it wasn't until the early 90s when HIV/AIDS had first come to fruition here on the planet, and he cut his head on the diving board. And there was all the hoopla around the blood in the pool. And he has brought so much light, so much love, so much awareness for not only HIV/AIDS and not only the LGBT community, but for the kind of person that he is, the kind of person that lives his authentic life out loud. And it has brought so much awareness to how we treat each other and stigmas and all the inspiration that he has brought to being a champion and to being, you know, also discriminated against. And he is a wonderful man who lives a healthy, happy, spiritual, yoga-filled life. And we are so proud. We're going to also be showing a documentary of his called Back on Board, of which he will also be doing the Q&A. So there's this wonderful documentary out there on his life. Shall I continue, Shelley?
Absolutely. We want to hear the rest.
Yay. Well, we have 30 wonderful facilitators and speakers and filmmakers and all that stuff. So I'm going to give you some highlights here.
Perfect.
The next person I'd love to talk about is a beautiful friend of ours named Kyle Cease. And Kyle has been transforming audiences through his blend of comedy and motivation. He was one of the top Comedy Central comedians, but he does conscious humor. And we connected with Kyle. He's really hysterical. Shelley, you would love this guy. And maybe we'll get him on your show. That would be wonderful. I would love to talk to you about
him. Yeah, sounds great.
No, he's unbelievable. We're going to be spending a day with him again in a couple of weeks. When we did a three-day workshop, he does his own workshop. We did a three-day workshop in Los Angeles of his called Evolving Out Loud. And he is such an inspiration. And he's hysterical. And what's wonderful about the blend of the people that we're bringing and the idea of bringing humor to this is it's so important. We were talking about this a little bit, Shelley, before we got on the air, how important it is to have laughter. And Kyle brings such a wonderful, lighthearted laughter. And I'll share with you one of the takeaways I had at his event was to live our lives from the inside out, not the outside in. And I have been thinking about this so much. And I would talk to him yesterday on the phone, and I told him, I said, Kyle, you know, when you had that whole moment about inside out, it's so important for us to not be deterred by the outside stories, if you will, of what's going on the planet, to live from knowing that solid space of peace, that solid center that's always available, that's always there for us, and that is really the truth. Everything else can be just a distraction from that. So it's so important to know, no matter what's going on around us and what's going on our outside, if we focus and put our priority as our inside, focusing on that which is always available, then even the outside reflects it. So it's so important. That was my big takeaway from Kyle's message, living from the inside out, not the outside in. You can resonate with that, can't you, Shel?
Oh, I can, because I just shared a post about that, actually, because our external circumstances can affect us internally, or we can allow our internal state of being to affect our external circumstances. So, yes, a lot of what you're saying, Glenn, is definitely in sync with my own beliefs and teaching, so we're on the same wave.
I love it.
And someone like a Kyle gives permission for younger people, and particularly men, to attend a festival like this. And as you may often know, you go to festivals like this and
it's typically women. Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of women. So we're hoping that we bring a lot more men. And to that extent, we also are bringing in a wonderful NFL football player turned yogi, Keith Mitchell. And he was a linebacker for the New Orleans Saints and was injured on the field and literally pulled off in a stretcher and told that he would never walk again. Well, he is bringing his inspirational message of using yoga to bring him back into full health, and he'll be doing some, not only a presentation on the main stage, but he'll also be doing some yoga classes and private sessions with people, and he's a real, he's gorgeous, and he's an inspirational inspirational to everybody.
And we're so excited to include men. It is so important. I got to share with you, a lot of my best friends are women. And one of the things that I hear as a gripe is these messengers are not just for women. It's our entire planet. It's our entire planet that is waking up. So to see these messages, there are voices out there now, like Kyle, like Keith, and we have several others. Ronaldo Brutico is one of them, which we'll get to, that really are a voice for men. These lessons we all learn are not, you know, part of the, it's not just about feminine power. It's about all of us connecting to our truest self. And it's about men finding the sensitivity without being threatened by that. And that's why we were so important to include male voices that can talk to straight men and let them know it's okay, give you permission to live an authentic life and to find that connection to your creator. And that's what it's about. So,
it is.
Again, very important.
And once again, I have to just go back and acknowledge what Jerry said about being a safe place. And, you know, that is the intention of it, is for all people, all races, all preferences, all genders to come together and feel safe to explore, to discover, and to be who they are and allow that transformation and healing to happen, allow that wisdom to be accessed.
Allowing, yeah, I love that too, Shelley, to give permission for ourselves. And that's so not what we were ever taught. You know, you look at the conditioning. I mean, when you get on the path, it's not that it gets, in some ways life gets easier, and in some ways life does not get easier.
Exactly. And, you know, you're just a few years older than me, but so we grew up in the same time of, you know, mm-hmm. what is right, what is proper, what you do, what you don't do, things that you say. And, you know, times are so much different, but there's so many people that are still living in that paradigm. And that's old and outdated, and it's time for everyone to allow themselves. And I use the word allow a lot, because rather than trying, let's just be in that flow of allowance, of allowing everything to happen and allowing the change to happen and become more aware and whatever triggers us or catalysts or whatever it may be, they're all there for a reason.
Yeah, that is so, so true. And we have to also, I think something that's difficult for us as human beings because we haven't been taught is to receive and,
yes. And self-love.
Allow us.
Self-love.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the key to all of it because, you know, our self-love is our highest self, to love ourselves deeply and to love ourselves as the universe loves us. And
yes, but many people see that as selfish, which isn't the case. It's outdated.
Yeah, and you know, we only know how to do that to the best of each of our abilities. I mean, nobody's gotten it, and I don't think there's a destination for that. That's the beautiful part about infinite love. So we can always grow. We can always discover more. But to allow ourselves, we're not taught that, you know. And it's like literally when I woke up to, oh, my gosh, like spirit lives and spirit lives in me. Like there was this whole rebooting of the system. Like we literally have to reprogram our thoughts in a new way to accept these concepts, if you will, or to tap into this truth. You know,
life on this time, at this time on this planet, can be a fountain of blessings. The way that fountain really works is for us to fill ourselves up with truth and knowledge and information, and then overflow all that, you know, all the extra to our friends and family, and let it go out like a pebble in a pond, and share the sharing.
Yes.
So I know
sharing
already,
the love.
I know we have about 10 minutes here, so I just want to talk about a few more people. We won't get to
Absolutely.
The whole list. And of course, everyone can go to SedonaWorldWisdom.com and check out all our speakers and get your wisdom passports and all that good stuff. But while we're still on the air, I want to talk about Ariel Ford because we absolutely adore Ariel. She is, of course, a leading personality in the personal growth and contemporary spiritual movement. You know, She is what some of them, what some people have called her, the fairy godmother of love. She is the author of The Soulmate Secret, which is a book that went through the roof. I don't know if you've read it, but it's an amazing book, and also a book called Wabi Sabi Love. And
yes, her husband,
Ariel,
Brian, is equally awesome. We need to mention Brian.
Oh, my God, we love Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Brian
is love.
And the love ambassador.
He's a love ambassador, indeed. Indeed. And they're such a wonderful couple, and, of course, they will both be at Sedona World this day. It's Ariel, of course, doing her presentation. And, you know, I just wanted, and I'll have Jerry share it because he loves telling the story. But we were in San Diego recently, not far from where Ariel lives. So we got together, and we actually shot a promo for Sedona World Wisdom Days. And then we went out to lunch and hung out and just had some really fun time together. And, Jerry, I will pass this to you because you tell the story beautifully.
Well, I'll just share that one of our most beautiful messages is that we all have to remember it is not happily ever after. It's happily even after. Even after you've done something to offend your partner or to make somebody upset, that's when the true magic of love and healing begins, the middle, and the end.
So that's pretty cool.
That's a great story. It is a great story, yes.
And a great thought, and it's so true. You know, it's like, we think about work, right? I mean, love is easy, but because we are in this spot in our own personal evolution, that doesn't mean there isn't work involved in developing our relationship with love. And relationships on this planet with each other, whether it be with a partner or whether it be with your parents or whether it be with coworkers or whatever it may be, siblings, you know, some of it requires work because we were here to come and do some work. I mean, in my own belief system, I believe that Earth is one of the schooling planets. We come to some of the planets as schooling, and I believe this is one of the schooling planets that God has created.
I agree with you. Yes, we're here on Earth school to learn and to grow and to evolve, having these human life experiences that we are.
That is, I'm right there with you. And that means, you know, for a lack of a better word, work.
Yes.
So I'd like to take a moment just to explain how the festival works. We're a four-day festival, and your wisdom passport gives you attendance to all the events that happen on the main stage of the Sedona Performing Arts Center, a beautiful 750-seat solar-powered performing arts center. And we're sort of like TED Talks Sedona style. So there's going to be music and comedy and information all at the Performing Arts Center. Earlier during the day on Friday, there'll be some movies at the beautiful Mary D. Fisher Theater in Sedona, and she was one of our speakers last year at our festival.
And we partner with the Sedona International Film Festival on that aspect.
And then there's a number of bonus events that are included in your wisdom passport, some Reiki, some yoga, some meditation, some films. And then on Monday, we break out into workshops that occur all over Sedona at many of our host hotels, and we really get to have an opportunity to have an intimate, even more intimate, interaction with some of our speakers and workshop facilitators.
And everyone that I've been talking about is doing a workshop, mostly everyone. Ariel is doing a workshop. Kyle is doing a workshop. Keith Mitchell is doing a workshop. I mean, we're very excited to have the opportunity to have intimate experiences. Another wonderful person, if I may just jump in here, Jeff, for a second, is Claire Zamek, who will also be on our main stage and doing a workshop on the Monday. And Claire, of course, is the co-creator of the Feminine Power courses and co-leads a thriving community of hundreds of thousands of women throughout the world. You know, she is a voice for so many women and for such a generation that we are just so thrilled to have Claire Zamet. Of course, you could also know her because she offers programs with Jean and Neil Donald Walsh and Ariel Ford also at evolvingwisdom.com. So she's phenomenal, and we're so thrilled to have Claire Zamet, part of our team also.
So we started off about a little over a year ago on the autumn equinox. We held a beautiful intention ceremony at the Stargate that I have on parcel of land that I own in Sedona. And we brought in a wonderful Native American shaman, Ukwala, who's the medicine man from the Havasupai tribe, and one of our fantastic gallery sponsors, the Goldenstein Gallery, commissioned a beautiful 13-foot-tall wisdom bell that was built on the four pillars of awareness for our festival, which are creativity, culture, education, and wellness. And we invited all our participants and speakers and guests to put their affirmations, intentions, and prayers within the wisdom bell. And even for your audience, we invite them to do it, whether they're coming to the festival physically, whether they're going to attend the festival through live streaming, or whether their circumstances are such where they're not able to do any of that, but still want to participate with us energetically, they're invited to either submit their prayer, affirmation, or intention through our website, or to just share it energetically. And when we ring that bell at the opening ceremony of Sedona World Wisdom Days 2015, it will be for whom the bell tolls, meaning all those people whose energy has been infused within that bell through their thoughts and affirmations, and we will send those prayers out like a pebble in a pond throughout the spirit of Sedona, throughout the continental United States, beyond the oceans and borders of other countries, outside our particular planet to other planets and other universes, and let wisdom ring.
Sounds amazing. And once again, let's note the dates. It's January 16th through the 19th, that's 2015, and it's the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. This event, Sedona World Wisdom Days, will be held in Sedona, Arizona. And so, as I said, this just sounds fabulous. Let's check out the website, SedonaWorldWisdomDays.com, and you can also visit the Facebook page. It's URL, Facebook.com/SedonaWorldWisdom. So you post a lot of uplifting, positive posts as well as information about the upcoming festival as well.
Yeah, we keep that up to date. We love sharing the wisdom, if you will. And I also want to invite people to take a look on our website, because we have partnered with some of the top, not some of, the top hotels in here in this beautiful area, resorts, spas, like L'Auberge de Sedona, Sedona Rouge Hotel and Spa, Poco Diablo, Enchantment, Orchards Inn, and they are all offering amazing discounts and packages, probably some of the best prices you could ever get to visit Sedona, truly.
So,
like,
so come early and stay late, and we really invite all your listeners to experience Sedona.
Well, it just sounds fabulous, and I have to admit I've yet to visit there, but it is on my wish list, and I am setting the intention that it will be manifesting very soon.
Yay! Well, Shelley, we would love to meet you. You have been such a joy to talk with. I just thank you so much for inviting you on our show, and we hope that everybody out there has just a beautiful, blessed year, and we look forward to starting the new year all gathering in Sedona, Arizona.
Sounds great. And guys, I would love to invite you to return again, whether we talk about Sedona World Wisdom Days or just talk about spirituality, whatever comes to us, I would be honored to have you return.
Thank you so much.
And I also want to thank you. Right before we went on the air with the show, you actually brought some information to Glenn, and Glenn started this interview 30 seconds before we went on the air in tears from some of the information that you brought through. So I just want to thank you on behalf of Glenn for that moment, beautiful moment.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you for your gift.
Well, thank you, and we will talk and provide more insight. How does that sound?
Yay, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shelley.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well,
so
listeners,
much.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and I do invite you to visit Om Times Magazine to read this interview as well as listen to the audio file. So that's ohmtimes.com. Once again, we've got Sedona, worldwisdomdays.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/Sedona World Wisdom. My website is ShellyRWilson.com, and you can also find me on Facebook. The page is facebook.com/intuitivemediumShelly. I also have pages for my books. They are 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, and Journey into Consciousness. And this concludes today's segment of The Shelley Wilson Show. Until next time, remember, this is your time. I encourage you to live an authentic life, be the best you can be, and love yourself in the process. Much love and many blessings to each of you.